Another session that we do is on assessments and assertions. We make a distinction between assessments, which are judgments or opinions, and assertions, which are verifiable facts. Something like the temperature would be, if we all looked at the thermometer, we would see the same thing. That would be a fact, an assertion. Whether we thought, you know, 58 degrees was cold or comfortable would be a judgment, an assessment that we would make. So what we try to do is to get people to understand the difference, to be able to distinguish the difference between assessments and assertions. And then to learn that assessments are just opinions, whether they're our opinions or someone else's opinions. Even if they're grounded.
Do you help both people, but there are those who give the opinions, and they may not notice that their opinions are having an impact on others, and there are those who are the recipient of opinions, and they're getting a little sick and tired of listening to them.
Or upset, feeling as though they're not worth something because someone said something. Or sometimes we make self-judgments, you know, like I'm too fat. Well, if I'm saying I'm too fat, how does that help me get not fat? Now, some people might be motivated by that. I'm not one of them. It would tend to make me feel bad and sometimes trigger me into behaviors that would not support doing anything about it. The other thing about an assessment that we teach is very important is grounding an assessment. So why do I have the feeling that I'm too fat? Well, I'm 30 pounds over the top of my goal weight. I don't exercise. My portions are too big. And I don't make good, healthy choices. Well, I can look at those. That's the criteria that I'm using when I make that assessment. If I don't like the assessment, I now have actions that I can take to change my assessment. If I start to make better choices and cut down on my portions, I can start to feel differently. As now I'm doing something about it instead of just feeling that I have this assessment. If I change those behaviors, then I can change my assessment. And whether we're doing it, you know, someone else saying it to us, and you're right, here's another case where I can't change someone from having an assessment. I can't stop them from speaking their assessment, but I can decide whether or not I trust the person, whether that person's an expert in the area being assessed, and whether I want to take it in. I may decide that, you know, I agree with them, but it's not important enough for me to change. I may decide that it doesn't fit for me, and I can see how they might see it from that perspective, from their perspective, but it doesn't fit for me. I don't have to take it in. So, again, we begin to realize we have some choice here about what we take in. We don't just have to listen to things and take them in as though they're facts.